Own a small biz and need a reliable way to reach new customers? Try TikTok for Business.
We've generated over 100,000 leads, which has converted into over 40,000 sales for our pet insurance policies. I am the CEO of Spot Pet Insurance. TikTok's Smart Plus AI-powered automation takes the guesswork out of targeting, bidding, and optimizing creative. If I can advertise on TikTok, you can too.
Drive more leads and scale your business today with TikTok for Business. Head over to getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads.
I need a job with a steady paycheck.
I need a job that offers health care on day one for me and my kids.
I want a job where I can get certified in technical roles, like robotics or software engineering.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour, with opportunities to grow their skills and their paycheck by enrolling in free skills training programs and apprenticeships. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
Hi, this is Javon, your Blinds.com design consultant.
Oh, wow, a real person.
Yep, I'm here to help with everything from selecting the perfect window treatments to...
Well, I've got a complicated project.
No problem. We make the complex simple. I can even help schedule a professional measure and install.
I didn't realize you did that.
We can also send you samples fast and free.
Wow, I always thought I needed a designer to come to my home, but scheduling's always a nightmare.
Not with Blinds.com. We're on your schedule. And there's no haggling, pressure, or hidden fees either.
I just might have to do more.
Whatever you need. How about you tell me what you had in mind?
Okay, then. So the first room we're looking at is for guests coming over. And I'm thinking of something.
From free expert design help to our 100% satisfaction guarantee, everything we do is made to fit your life and your windows. Because at Blinds.com, the only thing we treat better than windows is you. It's your last chance to score Cyber Monday mega deals. Shop up to 50% off plus a free professional measure right now at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions apply.
Welcome in to Vern's post-game show.
Massey not stopping in second and slides into third with a two-run triple.
Here's Josh Vernier.
All right, good evening. 5-4, the final score. Royals lose. Man, you know what, man? I hate to say something like this, but Royals lose, and they deserved to lose this game. Now, phone lines are open for you, 913-586-7610. We are way too deep into this season to be truly angry, right? There's no need, right? No need to yell. We're 99 games in. I might end up yelling. We'll see. Hopefully you can stop that. Again, the phone number, 913-586-7610. Yeah, Royals lose 5-4. They deserved to lose this game. Bad base running. For every good defensive play they made, there was a bad one to offset it. Maybe not even a bad defensive play. For every good defensive play that this team made, there was a play left out there, unmade. A play that they're capable, that big league defenders are capable of making that they were unable to make tonight. Not saying that this is a bad defensive Royals team, because again, Bobby made a sensational play. Nick Prado had a few nice plays, but there were some missed opportunities out there. On the base paths, defensively, of course offensively, Royals go 1-for-11 with runners in scoring position. Plenty of missed opportunities there. And you gave New York too many opportunities, too many base runners. Alec Marsh walked a pair, hit a pair. Again, the defense behind him, giving up a free 90 feet, giving up a free base runner. Just a bad game and a bad season from a bad team, unfortunately. Again, phone lines are open, 913-586-7610. The two issues this season, and really throughout Alec Marsh's professional career, have been walks and homers. Two walks today, one of which comes right before a home run. Look, and I mentioned this earlier today on the On Deck show. Honestly, I don't worry about the solo home run, and I think most of you have heard that old adage, you're not going to get beat by solo home runs, and when you're pitching at that ballpark, when you're pitching at that joke of a ballpark in the Bronx, you're going to give up a home run or two. Make them solo bombs. And that's what Marsh did for the leadoff home run to Franchy Cordero in the second inning. But after recording two outs on five pitches in the fourth inning, he walks DJ LeMahieu, gives up a hanger to Anthony Volpe that turns into a single to left. Two on, two outs, the very first pitch, the very next pitch after that single to Volpe is another hanger that's banged by McKinney for a three-run home run. That puts what was just rewarded to Alec Marsh, what was just a Royals lead, as Michael Massey hits that three-run bomb in the fourth to put the Royals up 3-1. Again, another short-lived lead as a three-run bomb by the Yankees in the bottom half of the fourth puts them ahead, and sadly puts them ahead for good. Yankees win 5-4. Phone line, the Jays Southland Tow Service text line is available, as always, 913-586-7610. Now, whenever I start a show talking about base running and defense and execution, both on the mound and in the batter's box, when I hear those things, I think coaching. Right? Poor base running, average at best defense, failing to, well, I think of coaching or inexperience. You know, those are the two things that a night like tonight expose. One of those two things was exposed tonight. Now, there's no debate. This is a very inexperienced team. You look at some of the guys that made the mistakes, the base running mistakes. Nick Prado. Are you sure Nick Prado's a winning player? Now, he's a big league. Oh, sure, he's here. He's earned his right to the big leagues. He's a former top pick. Now, I'm not saying he's a bad baseball player. I'm not giving you sports radio hyperbole. But again, we're talking about big leaguers here. The best in the world. When you compare him to his peers, when you compare him to the best in the world, is he a winning ball player? Is he a guy that you can see manning first base on a championship team? I don't know. I'm not sure. I've been telling you now for the past few weeks, he's one of the few guys I'm still evaluating. I still have my questions about him. So when it comes to the mistakes being made by Nick Prado, yeah, that to me is more inexperience than it is coaching. Right? Because the old adage when you're blaming a manager, when you're blaming a coaching staff is, well, you're either teaching it or you're allowing it. Many of us have heard that over the years, right? You're either teaching it or you're allowing it. Well, when it comes to Nick Prado or Drew Waters, who makes the 27th out there at third base, and Drew Waters, Michael Massey, Nick Prado, those are the three names I continue to bring up of guys that I'm still evaluating here down the stretch. I've made my mind up. I believe I know the ceiling and the floor for many of these guys, but Prado, Massey, Waters, I still have my questions about. So when they make mistakes, that to me isn't a negative reflection on Matt Cutrero or his coaching staff. That's a negative reflection on them as far as their lack of experience. And maybe it's a negative reflection on them showing their lack of high-end big league talent, consistent big league talent. And that's what it takes to stay here and succeed here. You got to do it at a high level consistently. Royals haven't done that really all season. The only guys that can make cases of doing really anything consistently to the positive, Bobby Witt Jr., Mikel Garcia, Salvador Perez, you know, Freddie Fermin would like a word, but not many. Not many members of this team, now 43 games below 500, go figure, not many members of this team in this evaluation season are passing the test, sadly. 913-586-7610 is our phone number. Again, that's 913-586-7610. We can dissect this if you want. If you want to relive the base running decisions of Nick Prado there in the fifth inning, or MJ Melendez there in the sixth inning, or Drew Waters there in the ninth inning, we can talk about the defensive missed opportunities. Bobby Witt Jr. swinging at a pitch that was darn near out of the left-handed batter's box. I don't know what he was swinging at. That was a big spot there. Two on, two outs. Bobby, if there's only three guys on this team right now that I hate saying it, but there's only three guys on this team right now where I say, all right, let's, you know, don't go to the bathroom just yet. You know, don't go get that hot dog. How about you sit here and you watch what Mikel's going to do, what Bobby's going to do, what Salvi's going to do. Now, Salvi, I just assume, is grinding through a number of ailments. He goes 0 for 4 tonight, striking out there with two on and two outs in the seventh inning. Another big opportunity. Again, Royals go 1 for 11 with runners in scoring position. But Bobby, big spot there in the fifth. He's unable to come through. Now, what was the home plate umpire perfect tonight? No. But neither were the Royals. The Royals were so bad, again, like I said, to open it up. They lost, and they deserve to lose this game. And yeah, you heard me right. 43 games below 500. That's a new low water mark for the season. 913-586-7610 is our phone number. Want to get you involved and want to head inside that Royals clubhouse as some interesting comments moments ago from Matt Cotrero. I'm interested to hear what Alec Marsh has to say after his 5 1/3 innings, 5 runs on 5 hits. He's now winless through 4 starts. Quick timeout. We get to your thoughts after this.
Burns Post Game Show on your home for Royals baseball, 610 Sports Radio, and the Odyssey app. Welcome back to Burns Post Game Show. Here's Royals insider Josh Vernier.
5-4, the final score. Royals drop the opener this 6-game road trip that begins with 3 in the Bronx. I saw Joe Goldberg of Battling Sports Kansas City tweet out a short little story about Michael Massey, who, by the way, was responsible for all 4 Royals runs tonight. Royals fall behind. Franchi Cordero goes deep in the second inning, 1-0 after 3. But Michael Massey, in his first career game at Yankee Stadium, goes deep in his second at-bat. A 2-out, 3-run blast to right field. Just a nice swing. Nice, easy swing as he gets a 2-2 sweeper down, middle in. Down, which is nitro zone to a lefty, just drops the bat head on that boy, bad boy, and parks it 416 feet to right field. Massey later on with that solo home run with one out in the eighth inning. Again, a pitch down and in. His first career multi-home run game, a changeup down and in that, again, he drops the bat head on and sends over the right field wall. Massey's 5th and 6th home runs of the season. The Royals' first home run since Sunday. Now, Royals went that entire Detroit Tigers series without hitting the ball over the wall. First time they've done that, playing an entire 4-game series without going deep. First time they've done that in 11 years. So they went deep twice tonight, both times by Michael Massey, responsible for all 4 runs. But Joel Goldberg told the story about Massey stepping out, walking out of the dugout before the game and kind of looking around and looking at Joel and saying, man, this is pretty cool, right? Being at Yankee Stadium, his first game there. It was Drew Waters' first game there as well. Waters, by the way, hitting 305 over the past month. It's July 21st. Yeah, so going back June 21st, 1 month of baseball, 25 games. He's hitting 305 with an OPS of 833. Yes, he made a base running mistake tonight, but just about everybody else did too. So, but that's...
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is. With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Looking for a new way to grow your business? With TikTok for Business, anything is possible. If you've ever thought about advertising on TikTok, now's the time to do it. You can drive more customers to your website, sell products right in the app, and you can even use TikTok's creative tools to easily make content and find creators to help sell your products for you. Find new customers today. Just open your browser, type in getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTokAds, and grow your business fast.
I need a job with a steady paycheck.
I need a job that offers health care on day one for me and my kids.
I want a job where I can get certified in technical roles, like robotics or software engineering.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour, with opportunities to grow their skills and their paycheck by enrolling in free skills training programs and apprenticeships. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
Holiday PSA from DSW. This is your reminder that shoes are a gift, literally. So unwrap something good, like boots that inspire your next big adventure, or cozy slippers that give you an excuse to stay in, or sneakers that feel like pure joy. Because shoes aren't just shoes, they're exactly what you wanted. Let us surprise you so you can surprise them. Find shoes that get you and everyone on your list at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or DSW.com.
Hi, this is Javon, your Blinds.com design consultant.
Oh, wow. A real person.
Yep. I'm here to help with everything from selecting the perfect window treatments to...
Well, I've got a complicated project.
No problem. We make the complex simple. I can even help schedule a professional measure and install.
I didn't realize you did that.
We can also send you samples fast and free.
Wow. I always thought I needed a designer to come to my home, but scheduling's always a nightmare.
Not with Blinds.com. We're on your schedule, and there's no haggling, pressure, or hidden fees either.
I just might have to do more.
Whatever you need. How about you tell me what you had in mind?
Okay, then. So the first room we're looking at is for guests coming over, and I'm thinking of...
From free expert design help to our 100% satisfaction guarantee, everything we do is made to fit your life and your windows. Because at Blinds.com, the only thing we treat better than windows is you.
It's your last chance to score Cyber Monday mega deals. Shop up to 50% off plus a free professional measure right now at Blinds.com.
Rules and restrictions apply.
Story that Michael Massey, 25-year-old Michael Massey, that story that Joel Goldberg told made me feel pretty good. As I was asking you earlier today on the On Deck show, are the Yankees still the Yankees? Because for someone Zach Greinke's age, my age, the Yankees won in, you know, I was 13 when they won in 1996. So my falling in love with baseball, playing baseball, going to junior high, high school, and it was all Derek Jeter and the New York Yankees, the detestable New York Yankees that just spent more money than everyone else, bought everyone. Now, they didn't win a lot when they bought everyone, but they still, I mean, they've made it to the playoffs in, what, 24 of the past 28 seasons? But I understand I'm 15 years older than Michael Massey. Alec Marsh, who made his first ever start at Yankee Stadium tonight, another 25-year-old. Honestly, I think the Dodgers are that team now. Now, New York's New York. I get that. Everyone's impressed by New York your first time there. But I'm curious, and I can't imagine a 25-year-old on a Friday night at 9:30 is partying to the postgame show, but if you are, boy, you're my kind of guy or gal. But if you are, let me know. Do the pinstripes still mean the same thing? 913-586-7610. Again, that's 913-586-7610. Royals lose 5-4. Excuse me. Royals lose 5-4. Let's head inside that Jay's Southland Tow Service text line. Rally Mantis praising Bobby Witt Jr. for that fantastic catch in the fifth inning. Yeah, no doubt. He ran more than 130 feet into what amounts to shallow, not even, it was left field. He's on the chalk line. Now the official scorer called it a fly ball in play, but yeah, Bobby just turned and you saw first to third type of speed. And you know what that looks like. If you've been at Kauffman Stadium and Bobby drops it into gear, you know what that looks like. When you see him going down that first baseline and you can already see it in his hair and his eyes and his entire body language, oh, dude's going three. Yeah, most guys, it's a double, but Bobby's going three. He dropped it into that gear, running out into left field to make that catch. So, yeah, nice job, Rally Mantis. Appreciate it. Ryan from Olathe writes in, Vern, I don't want to get hung up on, but That strike three, or that strike call on Michael Garcia in the ninth inning was inexcusable. Vern, I know we're bad, but that's ridiculous. What are your thoughts on an electronic strike zone? By the way, I'm very happy for Michael Massey. Yeah, Ryan, me too. Very happy. Massey came into that at bat in the fourth inning, one for his previous 19. Then a three-run home run. Four innings later, a solo bomb. Yeah, we're all happy for Michael Massey. My thoughts on the electronic strike zone? Yeah, I'm a fan of it. You know, my only issue is, or my only question, and this maybe is a, well, it's a good question. It's not a nerdy question. It's a good question. How much of the baseball, because in my mind, I'm thinking of tennis's replay. I love tennis's replay, and I like what I'm hearing from the minor leagues as far as the challenge system, where each hitter and each pitcher, each team has, what, three challenges over the course of a game, five challenges over the course of a game? Pitcher just has to tap his head real quick, or the batter taps his head to challenge a call. I kind of like that. But as far as an electronic one, yeah, my only question is how much of the baseball needs to cross the strike zone? Like, is it just a little bit, just a sliver of the ball needs to cover the outside? Like, that's a pretty big strike zone, if that's what we're saying, where you can be a full ball off the plate in every single direction. That's a pretty big strike zone. I'm not saying it's good to be bad, but, man, pitchers already have it pretty good right now. With the stuff that they're throwing, the amount of arms that hitters have to face. I don't know if now, I'm a fan of calling a strike, but that seems like that's expanding the strike zone. I don't know. Maybe that's been addressed. Thanks for listening, Ryan. Let's go back to the text line, 913-586-7610. From the 918, Vern, say what you want about Matt Cutrero, but he did not have his team prepared. They lost, Vern, from not being focused on fundamentals. I agree that's why they lost the game. Base running, defense, executing on the mound, executing at the dish in big spots, sure. But am I sure that it's Matt Cutrero's fault that Drew Waters made those mistakes, or Nick Prado made that mistake, or he made multiple mistakes, or MJ Melendez didn't advance on that ball in the dirt? Is that Matt Cutrero's fault? Like, if Mike Matheny was the manager, do I think it would be different? If Bobby or Michael, or players that have proven to be, I'll just speak for myself. Bobby and Michael, to me, have already passed this evaluation season. If I'm going to make a declarative statement after 99 games in this evaluation campaign of 2023, it's that Michael Garcia and Bobby Witt Jr. are going nowhere. They're in the big leagues to stay for the next dozen years. Now, if we start to see them regressing, and making stupid decisions, okay, yeah, maybe then you chalk it up to coaching. But I'm not sure about Nick Prado to begin with, or MJ Melendez, or Drew Waters. I don't know if they're going to be in the big leagues in 5 years from now. So I don't know if it matters who their manager is. Now, unless you're convinced that these guys are players and they're being ruined by this coaching staff that just got here, unless you're convinced of that, okay, then maybe we could have a conversation, we could have a discussion. But to me, I don't know how many guys on this team are good. When comparing them to their peers, I don't know how many guys on this team are good. And here's another thing that I know for certain. They don't have anyone better than a lot of these guys. Now, if there were, if Vinny's healthy, if they had a deeper pool of talent and you're still running guys out there that are consistently making mistakes, okay, then that's on coaching. You know, send a message, put a guy on the bench. Send them down to Omaha if they consistently make the same mistakes. But this team's not talented enough to do that. That's why Edward Olivares continues to get starts defensively, because they need that bat so desperately. There's not a bat better elsewhere. So you know what? We'll take the hit defensively. There's no one that if I'm Matt Quatrero, I can sit Nick Prado down for a consistent basis, that I can sit him down on the bench for this guy. Now, you can give him a day, sure. Multiple days, sending him down. No, man. You're 43 games below 500. Let's get all the answers. Let's take away all the excuses. I don't want to end this evaluation season and you go, well, Prado looked good after his second stint in Omaha, and then when he returned in September, he looked much better. No. Grind through it. Make your case that you deserve to stay. It's like I talked about earlier today on the On Deck Show. This offseason needs to be... This offseason, I need to see some wow moments. You need to see some wow moments. Some, holy cow, can you believe the Royals got rid of that guy? Can you believe they traded those guys? Can you believe they gave up on that guy? Things that run counter to how this organization has been run over the past 7 years. So get all of your answers, because there's no reason to run it back with... I mean, how many of these guys should be out next season, need to be replaced, whether that's via free agency, via a trade, via some minor league talent that you acquire in some other fashion? So, no. To me, I'm having a difficult time looking at this one tonight and saying that's a poor reflection of the coaching staff. It's a poor reflection of the talent, in my opinion. You can disagree. 913-586-7610 is our phone number. Again, that's 913-586-7610. My game notes after this 5-4 loss in the Bronx. My game notes are presented by Jay's Southland Tow Service. Michael Garcia. Tonight, 2-for-5. He's one of three Royals with multiple hits. You know about Michael Massey's two bombs, but Kyle Isbell also had a pair of hits. A one-out double in the fifth inning that should have played to Nick Prado, but he wasn't watching Vance Wilson and decided to ease up going into third base, even though Giancarlo Stanton was in the process of booting the ball in right field and Prado should have scored. He didn't give Vance Wilson the chance to send him. So Isbell doubled there in the fifth inning and then a one-out single later on in the seventh. Michael Garcia, since the beginning of June, is hitting .286. It's across 42 games. That's a pretty solid sample size. I'm not saying we need to start carving his bust or plaque for the Hall of Fame. 42 games since the beginning of June, an OPS of .725, 10 stolen bases. Not bad for a 23-year-old that can play shortstop. Not bad for a guy that's going to be on the left side or the middle of an infield for the next decade plus. From the 816, Vern, heartbreaking loss tonight, just as the whole season's been heartbreaking. Yeah, I didn't sense that. That wasn't tonight for me. Tonight, there was nothing heartbreaking about tonight. The only thing that I would find heartbreaking about this 5-4 loss to the Yankees is if someone got... Mez is pretty negative. The only way tonight's game is heartbreaking is if you read into really anything positive. I mean, if you heard what Matt Quatrero had to say about Michael Massey's performance, which was nice. Again, 2 home runs, 4 RBI. He was responsible for all the offense. Gave him a lot of credit. But then stopped right there as, you know what the media does. And I mean, sometimes we do it, right? Make too much out of one game. Build a guy up too much because he had a solid 2.5 hours. Now, that message to me tells me all I need to know about Matt Quatrero when he says, yeah, Massey had a nice night, but guys, the key to this game is doing it consistently. Doesn't matter where you do it, who you do it against, everybody in the big leagues is talented. You had a nice night. It's about having nice weeks, nice months, nice seasons, nice careers. Yeah, nice night, Michael Massey, but do it again. I'll tell you this. Ned Yost would have praised Michael Massey endlessly and made it out to be more than just one good night. Mike Matheny would have done the same. Honestly, the way that Matt Quatrero talks about his players is the way you should want, at least it is for me. That's how I want my manager talking. Build them up in person, but you're not going to lie to them. Not going to tell them at the age of 25 that one good game keeps you in the big leagues. No, Mass, you got to finish strong, brother. We got 63 games to go. You got 2 months left to pass this evaluation season. Following his 2-for-4 performance tonight, Michael Massey's batting average is up to .212. His OPS is at an even 600. He's got some work to do. He knows it. He doesn't need to be babied. This manager's not babying him. 5-4, Royals lose in the Bronx. The record falls to 43 games below .500. Quick timeout. We get back to your thoughts after this.
Burns Post Game Show on your home for Royals baseball, 610 Sports Radio, and the Odyssey app. Welcome back to Vern's Post Game Show. Here's Royals insider Josh Vernier.
The record is now 28-71. Royals drop the opener in New York 5-4. The final score, on pace to drop 116 games this season. Kyle Isbell had two hits tonight, almost had three, but again, the Yankees were just the better team, top to bottom. Again, I mentioned the Royals had some nice defensive plays, but for every good defensive play, there was one that wasn't made. Let's just put it that. I want to say they had a lot of bad defensive plays. There was one error from Nick Prado in the first inning, but there were other plays that could have been made that weren't. Now, I understand that's maybe the wrong standard to hold this team to, but it was one of those nights because the Yankees made so many extraordinary plays, including the line out to deep center field off of the bat of Kyle Isbell. Almost had a three-hit day. Instead, it's a 2-for-4. Isbell has a hit in four of his last five games with three extra base hits. Let's go back to the text line, 913-586-7610. Again, that's 913-586-7610. From the 913, Vern, I really don't understand why, if a team loses their challenge, that should be it. They shouldn't be able to ask for anything after that. All right. If you miss the game or don't know what my friend here is talking about, the Yankees challenged Drew Waters' stolen base attempt in the top of the ninth inning. The call on the field stood, so the Yankees' challenge is no more. You get one challenge, you get it right, you get another one, you get it wrong, you're done. But moments later, as Drew Waters, who again put himself in scoring position with one out in a one-run game in the ninth inning, almost got doubled off of second bases. Michael Garcia hits a rocket back up the middle that the Yankees defense was perfectly aligned for. It goes right into the second baseman's glove. So with Prado, with Waters now on second base and two outs, Bobby Witt Jr. Falls behind in the count 0-2. And the next offering from Clay Holmes, he grounds it to the left side of the infield in front of Drew Waters. Very difficult play for Anthony Volpe. Had to go down to a knee to backhand the ground ball from Bobby Witt Jr. And you know how fast Bobby is. He wasn't going to get Bobby at first. But what he was able to do was see Drew Waters trying to advance to third. So he just threw the ball to third base and they laid the tag on Drew Waters. Game over. Well, not actually, because the umpire at the third base bag said he was safe. But Aaron Boone asked the crew chief, can you take a look at it? Crew chief said, yeah. They looked at it. Call overturned. Waters is out. Game over. Royals lose. 5-4. I actually don't have a problem with that. If it's the ninth inning, you're allowed to ask for a crew chief review. I like it. I don't want the game being decided by a mistake. To me, it's very similar to what they do in the NFL, right? Anything in the final 2 minutes, it's all handled upstairs. It's basically the same thing. All you got to do is say, you're asking, hey, handle that upstairs. Okay, yeah. The umpires, just like most baseball fans, you don't want the game to end on a mistake. I understand your point, but moving forward, just know there's no reason to hang on to your challenge. You know, if it's the eighth inning, even if you think you're going to lose it, use it. Do not carry your challenge into the ninth inning. Use it. Because in the ninth inning, if it's a close play, ask them, hey, can you look at that? And I'd say 90% of the time, they'll give you the thumbs up. Yeah, we'll look at it. We don't want the game to end on a mistake either. Few more from the text line, 913-586-7610. Vern, the one positive in this close game, I liked Michael Garcia's look back at Nick Prado. Vern, who is the young leader in this clubhouse that signed Nico? Yeah, Nico, that was. I'm glad you brought that up. If you don't know what Nico's talking about, it comes down to that migraine headache of a fifth inning. Nick Prado with a leadoff opposite field single. He goes to third on Kyle Isbell's double down the right field line. Now, again, I explained that one earlier. Prado didn't give Vance Wilson a chance to send him home as Giancarlo Stanton's booting the ball in right field. He should have scored, but instead he's on third base. Kyle Isbell's on second base, and there's only one out. Again, this is the top of the fifth inning. New York just took the lead right back. So it's 4-3 New York. Royals have two on, two in scoring position with one out. And the Yankees defense is conceding a run. They're playing back. So all Michael Garcia needs to do is put the ball in play. Do your job. First pitch, he did his job. He grounded, he hit the ball on the ground, not hard. Right to the Yankees shortstop, Anthony Volpe. And for some reason, Nick Prado didn't go home. Honestly, to me, it looked like Prado was taking his read from Kyle Isbell. Isbell kind of skipped off. Well, he was already well off the bag taking his lead from second base. But Isbell, you know, just kind of trying to tempt Volpe into second guessing his decision. Prado, for some reason, was doing the exact same thing when he should be. The moment the ball's hit, unless it's a line drive, you're gone. And yeah, as Michael Garcia leaves that right-handed batter's box and runs up that first baseline, he looks back at Nick Prado and has both palms to his side, pointed to the sky, not a Jordan shrug, but a, hey, what the hell are you doing, man? What, am I missing something? Yeah. Garcia's well within his rights. If Prado wanted to get offended by that or feel like he's being shown up, respectfully, that's your problem. Garcia did his job as a professional baseball player. You did not. It's a big money sport here. Do your job. Prado didn't do his. I got no issue with Garcia giving him that look. Now, it's not something you want a lot, you know. Judging or making negative body language towards a teammate. It's not what you want, but I understand your point, Nico. Yeah, we got to start holding ourselves to a certain standard as teammates. And your question of who's the young leader in the clubhouse, it's an interesting question, and I always think of Jim Leland's quote about leadership. Someone asked, you know, who's some of the best leader? Or it was when he was the manager of the Tigers. You know, who's the leader of this team? He's like, I mean, you guys want to know about leaders? Who's the guy hitting 30 home runs? That's my leader. Who's the guy driving in 120 RBI? That's my leader. All this rah-rah crap you bozos in the media always go on and on about. Give me the guy that's producing. That's the leader. So I always have Jim Leland's voice in the back of my mind. He was the first manager I had the opportunity to cover at the big league level. So with him barking and smoking darts in my brain right now, Michael Garcia, Bobby Witt Jr., those are the leaders. Now, Vinny Pasquantino, of course. And Vinny's another guy that I find undeniable. In this evaluation season, Vinny, to me, is right there with Mike Hell and Bobby Witt Jr. as far as guys that I believe have a talent that is going to show up night in and night out at the big league level. Vinny also has one heck of a voice, great body language, great leadership skills, a lot of confidence, well-earned confidence. He also knows how to fake confidence when the time is needed. So I'd say Vinny Pasquantino, but as far as guys that are on the field night in and night out, yeah, it's the 23-year-olds. It's Mike Allen, it's Bobby. Of course, it's Salvi's clubhouse, it's Salvi's team. He's the captain. But as far as the young guys, yeah, I'd say Bobby and Michael Garcia, because the rest of them, they don't have anything to say because they don't know where they fit in. Michael Massey and Nick Prado, Drew Waters, MJ Melendez, sure, they talk. It's not like they're walking around quiet and timid. They're friends. They enjoy being big leaguers, but they're not leading anyone because they don't know if they're going to be big leaguers in 3, 4, 5 years. Thanks for the text, Nico. Always nice hearing from you. Always nice knowing you're out there listening. From the 913, Vern, how many big league players does this team really have? Thanks for roughing it out this season. All the veterans. I don't think you can stick around as long as Matt Duffy has or Salvador Perez has or Nicky Lopez has. Those guys are all big leaguers. Bobby Witt Jr., Michael Garcia, big leaguer. Kyle Isbell's a big league defender. Dairon Blanco has big league speed. You know, Edward Olivares has a big league bat. Nick Prado has a big league glove. That's about it. As far as the position players, that's about it. I'm trying to think of the bench. Yeah, Freddie and Dairon, Duffy. Yeah, I think we hit them all. A few more from the Jay Southland Tow Service text line. Gabriel in Independence throws out the idea of Eric Hosmer returning as a hitting coach, likening it to when George Brett came aboard as the hitting coach back in, what was that, 2013, 2012? I remember that. But Gabriel, I think you're misremembering how beneficial George's time as the hitting coach actually was. Now, Pedro Grifol then took over as hitting coach, and that was the guy that most of those young players gave credit to as far as helping them find confidence. But even as I say that, you know what gave Moose confidence? Is having his statistics wiped off the scoreboard, going to Anaheim, and hitting a home run in the ALDS. That's what turned around Mike Moustakas' career. All of those guys, it changed for them once they started winning. It in my opinion, for being there and watching that team and covering that team and talking to that team,
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Own a small biz and need a reliable way to reach new customers? Try TikTok for Business.
We've generated over 100,000 leads, which has converted into over 40,000 sales for our pet insurance policies. I am the CEO of Spot Pet Insurance. TikTok's Smart Plus AI-powered automation takes the guesswork out of targeting, bidding, and optimizing creative. If I can advertise on TikTok, you can too.
Drive more leads and scale your business today with TikTok for Business. Head over to getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour with opportunities to grow their career and their paycheck. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
Holiday PSA from DSW. This is your reminder that shoes are a gift, literally. So unwrap something good, like boots that inspire your next big adventure.
or cozy slippers that give you an excuse to stay in, or sneakers that feel like pure joy. Because shoes aren't just shoes, they're exactly what you wanted. Let us surprise you, so you can surprise them. Find shoes that get you, and everyone on your list, at prices that get your budget. At DSW stores or DSW.com.
Hi, this is Javon, your Blinds.com design consultant.
Oh, wow, a real person.
Yep, I'm here to help with everything from selecting the perfect window treatments to...
Well, I've got a complicated project.
No problem. We make the complex simple. I can even help schedule a professional measure and install.
I didn't realize you did that.
We can also send you samples fast and free.
Wow, I always thought I needed a designer to come to my home, but scheduling's always a nightmare.
Not with Blinds.com. We're on your schedule, and there's no haggling, pressure, or hidden fees either.
I just might have to do more.
Whatever you need. How about you tell me what you had in mind?
Okay, then. So the first room we're looking at is for guests coming over, and I'm thinking of...
From free expert design help to our 100% satisfaction guarantee, everything we do is made to fit your life and your windows. Because at Blinds.com, the only thing we treat better than windows is you. It's your last chance to score Cyber Monday mega deals. Shop up to 50% off plus a free professional measure right now at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions apply.
Kyle Isbell had two hits tonight. Almost had three, but again, the Yankees were just the better team, top to bottom. Again, I mentioned the Royals had some nice defensive plays, but for every good defensive play, there was one that wasn't made. Let's just put it that. I want to say they had a lot of bad defensive plays. There was one error from Nick Prado in the first inning, but there were other plays that could have been made that weren't. Now, I understand that's maybe the wrong standard to hold this team to, but it was one of those nights because the Yankees made so many extraordinary plays, including the line out to deep center field off of the bat of Kyle Isbell. Almost had a three-hit day. Instead, it's a 2-for-4. Isbell has a hit in four of his last five games with three extra base hits. Let's go back to the text line, 913-586-7610. Again, that's 913-586-7610. From the 913, Vern, I really don't understand why, if a team loses their challenge, that should be it. They shouldn't be able to ask for anything after that. All right. If you miss the game or don't know what my friend here is talking about, the Yankees challenged Drew Waters' stolen base attempt in the top of the ninth inning. The call on the field stood, so the Yankees' challenge is no more. You get one challenge, you get it right, you get another one, you get it wrong, you're done. But moments later, as Drew Waters, who again put himself in scoring position with one out in a one-run game in the ninth inning, almost got doubled off of second bases. Michael Garcia hits a rocket back up the middle that the Yankees defense was perfectly aligned for. It goes right into the second baseman's glove. So with with Waters now on second base and two outs, Bobby Witt Jr. Falls behind in the count 0-2. And the next offering from Clay Holmes, he grounds it to the left side of the infield in front of Drew Waters. Very difficult play for Anthony Volpe. Had to go down to a knee to backhand the ground ball from Bobby Witt Jr. And you know how fast Bobby is. He wasn't going to get Bobby at first. But what he was able to do was see Drew Waters trying to advance to third. So he just threw the ball to third base and they laid the tag on Drew Waters. Game over. Well, not actually, because the umpire at the third base bag said he was safe. But Aaron Boone asked the crew chief, can you take a look at it? Crew chief said, yeah. They looked at it. Call overturned. Waters is out. Game over. Royals lose. 5-4. I actually don't have a problem with that. If it's the ninth inning, you're allowed to ask for a crew chief review. I like it. I don't want the game being decided by a mistake. To me, it's very similar to what they do in the NFL, right? Anything in the final 2 minutes, it's all handled upstairs. It's basically the same thing. All you got to do is say, you're asking, hey, handle that upstairs. Okay, yeah. The umpires, just like most baseball fans, you don't want the game to end on a mistake. I understand your point, but moving forward, just know there's no reason to hang on to your challenge. You know, if it's the eighth inning, even if you think you're going to lose it, use it. Do not carry your challenge into the ninth inning. Use it. Because in the ninth inning, if it's a close play, ask them, hey, can you look at that? And I'd say 90% of the time, they'll give you the thumbs up. Yeah, we'll look at it. We don't want the game to end on a mistake either. Few more from the text line. 913-586-7610. Vern, the one positive in this close game, I liked Michael Garcia's look back at Nick Prado. Vern, who is the young leader in this clubhouse that signed Nico? Yeah, Nico, that was. I'm glad you brought that up. If you don't know what Nico's talking about, it comes down to that migraine headache of a fifth inning. Nick Prado with a leadoff opposite field single. He goes to third on Kyle Isbell's double down the right field line. Now, again, I explained that one earlier. Prado didn't give Vance Wilson a chance to send him home as Giancarlo Stanton's booting the ball in right field. He should have scored, but instead he's on third base. Kyle Isbell's on second base, and there's only one out. Again, this is the top of the fifth inning. New York just took the lead right back. So it's 4-3 New York. Royals have two on, two in scoring position with one out. And the Yankees defense is conceding a run. They're playing back. So all Michael Garcia needs to do is put the ball in play. Do your job. First pitch, he did his job. He grounded, he hit the ball on the ground, not hard. Right to the Yankees shortstop, Anthony Volpe. And for some reason, Nick Prado didn't go home. Honestly, to me, it looked like Prado was taking his read from Kyle Isbell. Isbell kind of skipped off. Well, he was already well off the bag taking his lead from second base. But Isbell, you know, just kind of trying to tempt Volpe into second guessing his decision. Prado, for some reason, was doing the exact same thing when he should be. The moment the ball's hit, unless it's a line drive, you're gone. And yeah, as Michael Garcia leaves that right-handed batter's box and runs up that first baseline, he looks back at Nick Prado and has both palms to his side, pointed to the sky, not a Jordan shrug, but a, hey, what the hell are you doing, man? What, am I missing something? Yeah. Garcia's well within his rights. If Prado wanted to get offended by that or feel like he's being shown up, respectfully, that's your problem. Garcia did his job as a professional baseball player. You did not. It's a big money sport here. And do your job. Prado didn't do his. I got no issue with Garcia giving him that look. Now, it's not something you want a lot, you know. Judging or making negative body language towards a teammate's not what you want, but I understand your point, Nico. Yeah, we got to start holding ourselves to a certain standard as teammates. And your question of who's the young leader in the clubhouse, it's an interesting question, and I always think of Jim Leland's quote about leadership. Someone asked, you know, who's some of the best leader? Or it was when he was the manager of the Tigers. You know, who's the leader of this team? He's like, I mean, you guys want to know about leaders? Who's the guy hitting 30 home runs? That's my leader. Who's the guy driving in 120 RBI? That's my leader. All this rah-rah crap you bozos in the media always go on and on about. Give me the guy that's producing. That's the leader. So I always have Jim Leland's voice in the back of my mind. He was the first manager I had the opportunity to cover at the big league level. So with him barking and smoking darts in my brain right now, Michael Garcia, Bobby Witt Jr., those are the leaders. Now, Vinny Pasquantino, of course. And Vinny's another guy that I find undeniable. In this evaluation season, Vinny, to me, is right there with Michael and Bobby Witt Jr. as far as guys that I believe have a talent that is going to show up night in and night out at the big league level. Vinny also has one heck of a voice. Great body language, great leadership skills, a lot of confidence, well-earned confidence. He also knows how to fake confidence when the time is needed. So I'd say Vinny Pasquantino, but as far as guys that are on the field night in and night out, yeah, it's the 23-year-olds. It's Mike Allen, it's Bobby. Of course, it's Salvi's clubhouse, it's Salvi's team. He's the captain. But as far as the young guys, yeah, I'd say Bobby and Michael Garcia, because the rest of them, they don't have anything to say because they don't know where they fit in. Michael Massey and Nick Prado, Drew Waters, MJ Melendez, sure, they talk. It's not like they're walking around quiet and timid. They're friends. They enjoy being big leaguers, but they're not leading anyone because they don't know if they're going to be big leaguers in 3, 4, 5 years. Thanks for the text, Nico. Always nice hearing from you. Always nice knowing you're out there listening. From the 913, Vern, how many big league players does this team really have? Thanks for roughing it out this season. All the veterans. I don't think you can stick around as long as Matt Duffy has or Salvador Perez has or Nicky Lopez has. Those guys are all big leaguers. Bobby Witt Jr., Michael Garcia, big leaguer. Kyle Isbell's a big league defender. Dairon Blanco has big league speed. You know, Edward Olivares has a big league bat. Nick Prado has a big league glove. That's about it. As far as the position players, that's about it. I'm trying to think of the bench. Yeah, Freddie and Dairon, Duffy. Yeah, I think we hit them all. A few more from the Jay Southland Tow Service text line. Gabriel in Independence throws out the idea of Eric Hosmer returning as a hitting coach, likening it to when George Brett came aboard as the hitting coach back in, what was that, 2013, 2012? I remember that. But Gabriel, I think you're misremembering how beneficial George's time as the hitting coach actually was. Now, Pedro Grifol then took over as hitting coach, and that was the guy that most of those young players gave credit to as far as helping them find confidence. But even as I say that, you know what gave Moose confidence? Is having his statistics wiped off the scoreboard, going to Anaheim, and hitting a home run in the ALDS. That's what turned around Mike Moustakas' career. All of those guys, it changed for them once they started winning. It in my opinion, for being there and watching that team and covering that team and talking to that team, again, he's George Brett. I'm not going to say anything negative about the greatest to ever do it. But I don't remember him serving it as any sort of a sea change for that Royals offense back then. Appreciate you listening. And why not think outside the box, Gabriel? Why not? 28-71, heading towards by far the worst season in franchise history. From the 816, Vern, I'm happy for Michael Massey, but this team has to be one of the worst situational hitting teams I've ever seen. Boy, I don't know. I've just seen a lot of bad situational hitting teams in the past 6 years in Kansas City alone, so I don't know how much worse this one is than the previous ones. From the 417, Vern, I think many people don't like Matt Quatrero because he's not a red ass. But I like him. Let's see if his different approach works. Yeah, let's also give him a chance. Meaning, his rotation has one of the 5 highest ERAs. His bullpen has one of the 3 highest ERAs. Most nights, 1/3 of his lineup is hitting below 220. We talk about the decision-making on the base paths and defensively. Now, some of that is what you're given. I don't know how fair it is to judge a guy in 99 games with this type of talent. 913-586-7610. Raj in the Ozarks. Vern, I don't care if Scott Barlow doesn't get in a game the next 10 days. Yeah, we're now within 10 days of the trade deadline. That is true. From the 785, do we not understand situations at all? Vern, I swear this is the dumbest team ever. Again, sometimes I wonder if you guys remember last year. From the 816, Vern, I thought the offense and defense played a good game. The Yankees were just better. That's signed Joey in Grain Valley. No doubt the Yankees were better. From the 816, Vern, you make the mistakes the Royals did tonight when you're a young team that's been losing. If they were winning, their minds would be sharper. Well, I think those mistakes lead to losing, and you don't make those mistakes when you win. I don't know if that's... Well, yeah, I'll chalk it up to a young team, and sure, maybe losing has led to pressing, so now you're in between. Should I advance on this ground ball, even though I've been taught my entire life? Yes. Advance. Yeah, maybe they're thinking too much out there, and that goes back to the losing and the inexperience. I can get with that. But I'm having a tough time saying, oh, their minds would be better if they were winning. You can't win with this. I'm sorry. You just can't. I understand what you're saying, and I got no issue with chalking it up to youth and pressing. But to act as if Nick Prado was on a... Well, maybe if he's on a winning team by himself, but I mean, this collection of talent, I just don't see how it could be smart immediately. Right? There's just too much inexperience. Maybe I'm agreeing with you. Maybe that's just a long way of realizing that I'm agreeing with you. All right. One more. This is from Mike in the 402. Vern, first of all, props to Michael Massey, but wow, those base running gaffes by Prado were brutal. Happy to see Michael Garcia was ticked off. I almost wish he would have confronted Nick Prado after that, says Mike. Matt Quatrero did not defend him either. I would love to see Prado sit for a few games after that lack of hustle. Tomorrow they're facing Gerrit Cole. I'm not giving them that day off. No, you go out there and you grind through facing one of the best pitchers in the last half decade, the last decade of Major League Baseball. No, you go out there and you grind through that. Now, okay, yeah, back-to-back afternoon games. He's going to get, you would think, one of the two off. Maybe you get a miss Luis Severino coming up on Sunday, but no. Prado, you're right back out there. You go choke on a few of those 99-mile-per-hour fastballs from Gerrit Cole. But I understand what you're saying, Mike. Listen, I'm with you. Now, that can't happen, right? That's a reflection on coaching, right? And I know that Matt Quatrero and other members of the coaching staff will address it with Nick Prado. But yeah, as mentioned, tomorrow, nice pitching matchup. Former first-round picks Brady Singer, Gerrit Cole going at it. And we're at it early, 11 a.m. tomorrow morning. It's a 12:05 first pitch from the Bronx. Look, Brady Singer pitched his tail off last year against the Yankees. Well, shoot, he pitched his tail off against just about everybody last year. We all know we need it. The team needs it. Brady needs it. I'm excited for this one. Chris Unocero, thanks for the help. Kansas City, appreciate you listening. Enjoy the rest of your Friday night. Take care.
You've been listening to Vern's postgame show.
Diving is MJ Melendez. Did he make that catch? He did!
Check out the All Things Vern channel on 610sports.com and the Odyssey app to stay up to date with your boys in blue.
And a swing and a miss. He struck him out with a fastball. Seventh strikeout for Daniel Lynch.
On your home of the Royals, 610 Sports Radio. We now take you back to regularly scheduled programming.
Find new customers on a platform that's here to stay. With TikTok for Business, anything is possible. If you've ever thought about advertising your business on TikTok, now is the time to do it. You can drive more customers to your website, sell products right in the app, and you can even use TikTok's creative tools to easily make content and find creators to help sell your products for you. Find new customers today. Just open your browser, type in getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads, and grow your business fast.
I need a job with a steady paycheck.
I need a job that offers health care on day one for me and my kids.
I want a job where I can get certified in technical roles, like robotics or software engineering.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour, with opportunities to grow their skills and their paycheck by enrolling in free skills training programs and apprenticeships. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
Hi, this is Javon, your Blinds.com design consultant.
Oh, wow. A real person.
Yep. I'm here to help with everything from selecting the perfect window treatments to...
Well, I've got a complicated project.
No problem. We make the complex simple. I can even help schedule a professional measure and install.
I didn't realize you did that.
We can also send you samples fast and free.
Wow. I always thought I needed a designer to come to my home, but scheduling's always a nightmare.
Not with Blinds.com. We're on your schedule, and there's no haggling, pressure, or hidden fees either.
I just might have to do more.
Whatever you need. How about you tell me what you had in mind?
Okay, then. So the first room we're looking at is for guests coming over, and I'm thinking of...
From free expert design help to our 100% satisfaction guarantee, everything we do is made to fit your life and your windows. Because at Blinds.com, the only thing we treat better than windows is you. It's your last chance to score Cyber Monday mega deals. Shop up to 50% off plus a free professional measure right now at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions apply.
At City Harvest, we believe no New Yorker has to go hungry. With your help, we're on the road every day, rescuing over 86 million pounds of nutritious food and delivering it free to millions of New Yorkers, transforming surplus food into sustenance, sustainability, and smiles, rallying thousands of New Yorkers to power a network of nourishment across our city. Feed good for our communities, our city, and our planet. Donate at cityharvest.org.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.